Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we've seen on the internet, and it's usually internet related, but if it's not, you know, we saw it. But we don't fact check or research anything. My co-host for today is my original co-host. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. Mom!
Yay!
Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
My mom has bronchitis.
I do.
So she might sound a little off. She might start having a cough attack. She went to like six different pharmacies today to get her prescription filled because no one apparently had any of the medicine. So she's being a trooper today. She's here. How you been, Mom? We've missed you.
Been great.
Besides the bronchitis.
Yes.
Okay. We have a lot of news that's basically like just our family related business.
Oh, exciting.
So first off, the biggest thing that happened to our family this week was that it's Happy Reptile Awareness Day.
That's so exciting for our family.
I just saw this and went, oh, did reptiles need awareness? Okay. Now, the real big thing that happened this week was that my brother and sister-in-law had another baby, their fifth baby. They released his name is Luke. I've known that they were thinking about Luke for a while, but they didn't know until like after they he was born.
Yeah.
They saw him and they're like, yeah, we think Luke fits. We
he
think
looks
Luke
like
fits.
A Luke.
He does look like a Luke. He is so cute. He's tinier than any of the babies. I'm not going to give the birth story or any of the story. That's not our news to tell.
Nope.
But I will say Jessica is amazing. Christopher is a trooper. And I babysat all four kids until my parents showed up at like 2 a.m. So it was awesome, though. He's here. Everyone's home. Everyone's happy. Everyone's healthy.
Yep.
So best case scenario when you have a baby.
Yep.
Happy, healthy home.
Yeah.
There you go. You just aim for those three H's after you have a baby. Blaze. Come on, dude. Chill out, man. Another news, my sister finished her tour a show early.
Yes, she did.
So my sister, where was it? In New Orleans?
New Orleans, where that?
Yeah, so
you tell it.
My sister had a show planned. It was her last show of this tour that she's been on, this bus tour that my mom had to leave early because there was another little baby on the way. So she was like, okay, bye, baby. I'm going to go with this baby. And but my sister was really sad because apparently in New Orleans, this building started to fall down. Like, it was this new construction building.
The Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was in the middle of construction, and it just started falling down.
It collapsed.
And the rest, like, the majority of it needed to still fall, and it wasn't stable. So they were like, okay, we're just going to make it fall down then. And the theater was, like, right next door. So so the day of her show was the day they were planning on just basically just collapsing the building. So they shut down the whole block, and they're like, no businesses can be open. Yeah. And so my sister was staying in a hotel near it because, you know, you stay near where you perform, and the hotel wasn't letting guests out.
Yeah, they had to stay inside.
And they stay inside. So this, she had to cancel the show. And they did everything in their power to find another place to perform. Yeah. And there was just nothing. So they just had to refund tickets. And they're like, sorry, not sorry. Safety first, man.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to reschedule at some
point. I'm sure they will. I'm sure.
Because Colleen's devastated.
Yeah, she hates that.
Yeah.
She also loves New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like, so much. So for her to be like, oh, man, I have to come back? Oh, darn it. Okay, everyone, let's go. So... I know she's...
Maybe I'll get to go to that one.
Woohoo! Yeah. She seriously... No, she's had one other canceled show.
Yeah, the one in Mississippi.
Yes.
I think it was Jackson, Mississippi.
She's never had to cancel shows. No. And then there's two on this tour that had to be canceled.
It kills her.
Yeah, it wasn't in her control. Kills her to pieces. So, wow, Colleen, for the first time ever, had to cancel shows.
Two in one tour.
That is ridiculous. It's the baby.
Redonkulous.
We'll blame the baby.
No. Sweet little Luke didn't do anything. Oh. He's so perfect.
Another huge news in my family is me. I have new merch out. If you're watching this, I'm wearing it. Hold on. I'm going to show you.
What? Is that glue?
Yeah.
Snot? I've been,
what is that? This is a sticker from stamps. I did give away stuff and just had stamps all over me. Also, this is very dirty because I keep wearing it. So I have...
It's very soft.
It's very soft. The inside is even softer. I'm wearing the long sleeve one right now. It's words are hard. Right now, it's only in white. I have a t-shirt, a long sleeve, slash a sweater. It's like super soft
and
warm.
It's in between a long sleeve t-shirt and a sweatshirt.
Yes.
It's not as thick as a sweatshirt, but not as thin as a t-shirt.
Yeah. I also have pens. I have a Blaze pen and a Snoop pen. The Blaze pens have already been... I have released those in the past. Then they got discontinued. And now that they're up again with the Snoop ones... and then we also have Snickers.
Ooh, that sounds good right now. Snickers.
What? I want Snickers. But there are stickers of Blaze and Snoop as well. The t-shirts are super eco-friendly. Organic cotton is the t-shirt. The fleece is super eco-friendly. And the pens and stickers aren't, but... they're not, but they're cute and they're cheap because the eco-friendly stuff is... expensive because it is more expensive to make. So those are a little pricey, but I wanted to make sure there was cheap things in there. Okay, Blaze, get off, Grandma.
You don't want me laughing.
You two, I think, are the best of friends.
Yes.
So anyway, go to represent.com/Rachel Ballinger. That is the merch company I'm with, is Represent. This merch company works a little different. You don't just order it and they send it right away. It's basically there's pre-orders for 2-3 weeks, and then they make it all, and then they get sent out. So sometimes if you order at the beginning of those 2 or 3 weeks, it takes a long time to get. If you order it at the end of those 2-3 weeks, it gets faster to you. But it's so that they make it in bulk, but to order. It's strange. So they make it so they always guarantee to have your sizes and everything you want. But it just takes a little longer to ship to you.
You need to have
two
other ones, like one that says math is hard and science is hard.
But it's
you wouldn't cross it out.
Yeah,
I like the cross out thing.
I like the cross out thing too.
Spell it wrong and then, no.
No, okay. That wouldn't make sense.
That mixes words with science or math.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. Yeah. I just went with one bold statement. Words are hard.
Yeah.
But I've got other merch things that are gonna come out. We're gonna do different things. The ones that are out right now might be a staple, like the constantly up, and then we just do like 1 month runs of other things.
Good.
And if we take something away, we might bring it back if y'all want it. That's how basically this is going to work. It's not like Spreadshirt or the other place I've had up where they just everything stays up,
right?
But then they run out of sizes. This is a little different. But get it now. It's up. Right now, this stuff is just in white, but hopefully down the line, if you guys like it enough, I can make it in a different color as well.
I like white.
I like white too, but I was thinking of like a... maybe a lavender.
Ooh.
Or a mint. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So Mom, please tell me that you know the Rise and Shine
thing. I saw Colleen said something about
Rise and Shine. Okay.
Don't know that.
So
I thought it was the little song we sang when you were little.
Rise and shine, give God the glory, rise.
That's not it, huh?
No, that's not it. So, Kylie Jenner, there's a video that went on YouTube. I think it was from her Keeping Up with Kardashians episode, something. Kylie Jenner's outside of her daughter's door and was like, so we're going to go wake up Stormy, I'll show you a room, and then we're going to go. And then she opens the door, and then the cameraman's just in the room. So clearly this shot has been taken multiple times. Turns on the light, Stormy's just staring at her daughter. And Kylie just goes, "Rise and shine," and just randomly sings "Rise and Shine" in the most extra way anyone possibly has. And the clip just went viral. And everyone just made the best memes out of it they possibly could. The internet did the internet the best. And they were acting like she was a voice on, she was a contestant on The Voice. And like she'd sing that one line and all the people's chairs would turn. It was genius. And then Kylie Jenner did the best thing you can do with the internet. And she played along. She was retweeting everything. She was like, she wasn't like, "Oh, the internet's making fun of me." She was just like, "Haha, yeah, this is funny." And that is the only way to beat the internet, is to laugh with them when something like that happens. If you try and shut down the internet, if you like try and take down the videos, they're just going to get posted twice as much. So she's even so genius that she started selling sweatshirts with her face on it and the "Rise and Shine" on it. Gosh. Like, she's just a genius. And I saw someone tweet, "Kylie Jenner has never missed a paycheck in her life." Like, she saw a way to cash in on this, and she did. And it was genius. And I just had to applaud her. And this is why she's a billionaire.
Yep.
That right there is because she just saw this opportunity. She could have fought it. She could have been butthurt. She might have been the first time she saw it, but she was like, "Okay, how did we do this? How do we do this?" And people say Satan works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder, y'all. Now, raised to speak. Okay. My watch is a butthead. What is happening? My watch is stupid. Sorry. But, so Kylie Jenner, I missed my own transition because my watch was like, "Oh, do you want Siri to come on?" Siri needs to go away.
Oh, now she's going to come on.
No, she won't. When I say her name, she doesn't come on. But if I don't say her name at all, she's like, "What'd you say? What'd you want? I didn't hear you." And I'm like, "Cause I wasn't talking to you." Yeah, I had to tweet about it the other day because I was just like talking with my dogs, as I do, and she tried to butt in. And I was like,
"Remember that?
Go away. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Kylie Jenner. You know, Kylie Jenner was famous for her makeup lines. But you know what beauty products I'm really into right now?
Oh, do tell.
Thrive Cosmetics, Mom.
I happen to have it on my lips.
I happen to have it on my eyeballs.
Nice.
And Thrive Cosmetics happens to be our sponsors for today. Yay. Sponsor. So Thrive Cosmetics is a beauty brand and philosophy that goes beyond skin deep. Their cosmetics are high performance, vegan, and cruelty free. I just got really excited that I hit all the microphones with my hand when I said that. They're cruelty free, which is obviously my favorite part. That's all I'm about right now. Well, not right now, but just for the rest of my life. I'm always about cruelty free.
You are.
The goal of their products are to provide amazing coverage, highlight your best features, and create long-lasting wear. Whenever people talk about makeup, I'm like, it's just to highlight the features, y'all. Not to hide things. To highlight things.
Hide a few
things. Okay, I hit a pimple today. But I like that their goal is to highlight your best features instead of, you know, getting down on the bad ones. Let's uplift the good ones. And what I absolutely love is that for every product purchase, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women who are in need, such as women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, or fighting cancer, which I thought was cool. This is a company that's like, listen, let's highlight the best features and help the women. Yeah. I absolutely love it. They also have an auto replenish where you can auto replenish your products so you never run out of things, like your liquid lash. You don't want your eyelashes to go without a little liquid. I'm wearing the liquid lash right now. I'm also wearing the eyeliner. I usually use the same eyeliner always, and it's like very bold.
Yeah.
And their eyeliner is definitely a different look. It's like a softer.
It is softer.
So you can wear it. I like, personally, you can do whatever you want with it. I'm not the best beauty guru in the world, but it's definitely for when I don't have a full face, but I still want to highlight my best features.
There you go.
And let me just say, I love the color of my eyes. So I would like to highlight the color of my eyes.
Very nice eyes.
They're like a mazel, a maybe hazel. So yeah, sometimes I just do my mascara and I always want to do my eyeliner, but I just use too much of a bold eyeliner. This one's definitely just like a softer, and that works for a more natural look. Definitely. I really like that. My mom put on the highlighter and the lip gloss before she started. She likes it. She's been showing me her lips ever since. So if you visit Thrive Cosmetics now, you'll get 15% off when you use the promo code ALLTHINGSINTERNET. That's thrivecosmetics.com. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. And then cosmetics is spelled like cause, like C-A-U-S-E, medics, M-E-T-I-C, S. They are good cause, y'all. They're not cosmetic makeup. They are good cause makeup. So so that's thrivecosmetics.com/allthingsinternet or put in the promo code allthingsinternet when you check out and you'll get 15% off. They're a good company and they have good products. What more could you want? Try now. If you're like, oh, you know, I'm stuck in a makeup rut, try them. They have face masks, like sleeping face masks. They have highlighter. They have everything you need. It's great.
I'm doing the face mask tonight.
She is.
This very night.
She is. She's sick. She needs self-care.
I do.
You need a self-care night because you've been sick.
I do.
So put your sleep mask on, Mom, and then
I'm going to
rise and shine and put on your makeup. Give God the glory. Wow.
It's stuck in my head.
I know. So there was a huge news. Going to something else. Okay, so I just learned about this, but apparently there's this dude named Chris Brady who's going to people's YouTube channels, usually who played Minecraft or more of the gaming thing, and he would claim two of their videos. He'd be like, this is my video to YouTube. He'd like say, this is a copyright issue. They're not supposed to have this footage, blah, 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 blah. And YouTube would just be like, oh, okay, and take the video down and give the people's who channel. No, YouTube doesn't do anything. They're the worst. I love you, YouTube. Anyway, so then they would give the people a copyright strike. And so they would have two strikes on their channel. And if you get a third, your channel's in huge trouble. They can shut you down. Like, you can stop making money.
So this guy's just being like a bully.
Well, no, because then he'd give the person two strikes and then message them separately and be like, I'm going to give you a third unless you give me all your money. So he would blackmail them. Horrible. And finally, because if you're a smaller creator, you don't know what to do. You don't have a YouTube contact rep. It's really hard for smaller people. And like, smaller as in like, you could have a million subscribers and still not have a YouTube contact. Yeah. Like, so there's like this middle thing where it's like you have a good channel, you have a successful channel, but you still don't have a way to contact YouTube. And that's who he was targeting, was these people who have some money, they have some fame, but like they can't really do anything. So finally someone reported him.
Good.
Someone got to someone and was like, hey, this dude's doing this. And so YouTube sued him and now he has to pay $25,000 in damages. Good. And he's never allowed to make a copyright claim on YouTube again.
Good.
So they're saying they're hoping this like deters other people from doing this, but like what a terrible system.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible that someone can just go and be like, nah. Like just trolls and bullies and people who just don't like people.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who've struggled with that where if someone just like got canceled or whatever, like people just decide they didn't like them, people would just go to their channels and claim the videos as inappropriate or just like
that's just so wrong.
Basically shut down the person's content when they weren't doing anything wrong.
That's just not right.
Speaking of canceling, there was huge allegations towards the dad, his name's Austin, in the Ace family. Have you ever heard of the Ace family? They're family vloggers. I don't think they fit in that category, but they're these parents with these kids, okay, and they vlog basically. I guess they're family vloggers. I don't know. When I think family vloggers, I feel like I think Christopher and Jessica's kind of content.
That's what I think.
They're more of like a Jake Paul family vlogger. It's like a little more, they do more a little extreme things.
So 18 and up.
Yeah, but kids still watch them. Anyway, there was this, his name's Cole. I don't know his channel, but it looks like he's a beauty human. He posted a video that said, this wasn't his story, but it was his friend's story. And he was going to tell it for her so she didn't have to deal with the shame and the backlash that a woman gets when she reports allegations towards a man. Mm-hmm. So he said that his friend and one of her friends were partying, I think like in Miami or something, and they met up with the dude from the Ace family, Austin, his dad, and their security guard, and then apparently there's an NBA player involved, and the girls ended up, apparently, sorry if this is intense, but they said that Cole, the guy reporting it, said that those boys raped these two girls.
Oh my.
And so these are huge allegations.
Yeah.
And no one went to the cops. It was just these girls were just like, apparently they had this happen to them. They told this guy Cole, and Cole is telling the internet. Now he's telling the story, and one of the girls is his friend. The other one he's not really friends with. And people, through deductions and thinking and blah blah blah, figured out who the girls were because he didn't say their names, but they figured it out. And the girl that's not really his friend posted on Instagram being like, I never said you could tell this story. Austin, the dude from Ace Family, never raped me, blah, blah, blah. And then she deleted that post. But then she also posted screenshots between her and the guy Cole, the guy reporting on it. And this is what it looks like, is he was saying, we can make big money if we tell the story, because either we'll get hush money from the Ace Family or the drama channels will pay for us to tell the story.
Oh, my.
So we're like, okay, are these allegations real or are they not? Because they're big allegations they're and huge. There is some evidence that shows it could be true. And then also it looks like they were reporting on it for the wrong reasons, just for money, not for justice or anything. And now apparently the Ace Family is suing the guy who made the video and for defamation of character. And the whole thing just, I don't know. It seems just like a lot. Because if something did happen to these girls, I want justice to be served.
Right.
And I don't want someone reporting on it to make money on it, you know? I feel bad. And I don't know, like, if something did happen, that's terrible. It's justice to be served. But something if it didn't happen, then you are just, like, completely just ragging on, just trying to destroy the lives of people who didn't do anything wrong.
Yep.
So I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. Right. I'm also not a detective or a lawyer or a judge. So I don't get to say what I don't really know. I don't know anybody in the thing. So I don't know who's reliable and who's not. But basically, that's what's happened. And I guess it's more like a wait and see if anything comes of it. If like the guy gets sued or if the Ace Family Austin gets arrested. We don't know. Okay, I only have one more piece of news today, Mom. There wasn't much that happened, because mainly I was just more only family-focused this week.
We were very family-focused this week.
Yeah, something big happened in each of our lives this week.
Yeah.
And so, but also, since we're family, it was big in all our lives, but individually we all had something going on. It was really cool. But the last piece of news I have is Google Maps just announced that drivers will now be able to report hazard slowdowns and speed traps. Like DUI checkpoints and things like this. I love this. One, because I've recently found out that DUI checkpoints are mainly right now being used to find illegal immigrants.
Really?
Because they're saying because you're not allowed to just pull people over because they're Mexican or something. But you can do like a DUI checkpoint and then they have to show you their license. And if they don't have it, then, you know, blah, 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 blah. So right now, people I've seen all over the place, like constantly, like there's a checkpoint, an immigration checkpoint, an illegal alien checkpoint, when they're just disguised as DUI checkpoints in like this area.
Because the DUIs should not be said where they are. They should. I'm for DUI checkpoints, but
if they're for DUIs, exactly.
Save lives.
But right now, like
that's terrible to use it for something else. And
yes, it's like
use the cover of
That's exactly what I think as well. But I love that Google Maps is doing this. Waze has been doing this for a while, and Google owns Waze. So people are like, why have this not been integrated? And so Google's like, fine, we'll do it. So Google integrated it finally. And I think Google Maps is far superior to Apple Maps. I hate Apple Maps.
I use Apple Maps.
I know. And it's because it just like you click on an address and it opens Apple Maps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I copy and paste to Google Maps because Google Maps helps me so much more. But then I can't make
the little arrow go the way I'm really going.
Yes, you can.
No, it turns all cockeyed on me. And I'm
no, you just have to press the compass.
What?
You just press the compass.
And then what?
And then it'll go your route. It'll go be you. There's a lot of things that people like just, no one says, no one knows unless you told.
No one knows.
Unless you accidentally do it.
Yeah.
I accidentally did it once and that's how I found out, I can make this go my way.
Oh, so try that out.
All right, Mom, you got any news for us today?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I see you have a little Luke on your screensaver.
I do.
Oh my God, you have 6 grandchildren.
I do. It's amazing. Okay.
That's a lot.
Dad told me this news.
Dad.
Peace sign selfies could let hackers copy your fingerprint. Blur it. Blur it.
What?
Blur it. Blur
it. My camera's not that great of quality, Mom.
Okay. Well, of course, I didn't read the article because I haven't been feeling well, so I didn't do anything.
So that's all we have? That's the whole kit and caboodle? We just have a headline. Thank you, Mom. You've read a headline.
So don't do PC selfies anymore.
PC selfies?
PC? Peace selfies. I'm on a lot of medication, Rachel.
She got a steroid shot in her butt.
I did.
So she's hyper, but at the same time, not all there.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
It says, once your biometric data is stolen and resold on the dark web, a risk of inappropriate access to users' accounts and identity will persist for that person's lifetime.
I don't know. So if you get your identity stolen, you're screwed?
You're screwed.
For the rest of your life?
Apparently.
This doesn't seem
fun. That's a horrible thing.
That's terrible.
Theft, identity theft is really a gross thing.
Yeah, it is. I hope it never happens to me.
You gotta be aware, unlike I am at the moment. Okay.
Is that all you got?
No, I had something else. I remember what it was. Oh, I have more of what today is.
What is today, Mom?
Not only is it Reptile Day.
It's Reptile Awareness Day.
Back to the Future Day.
Oh.
International Day of the Nacho.
Love the nachos.
National Apple Day.
Apple.
National Check Your Meds Day.
For what?
I don't know.
Like if they're expired or...
Probably.
Okay.
National Pets for Veterans Day.
Love that.
And National... Oh, what did you say it was? There's two reptile ones. National Reptile Awareness Day.
It's the Reptile Awareness.
And then National Reptile Day.
This is ridiculous. How can there be two things on the same day?
I don't. There are.
All right. Well, if you're out of news, we're going to move on to the game section. We have chicken facts?
We have chicken facts.
We have chicken facts. Okay, Mom, tell me your chicken facts.
Chickens are the closest living relatives to Tyrannosaurus Rex. Stop it.
A T-Rex?
Yeah. When a rare T-Rex fossil was found, scientists analyzed the proteins and found them more closely resemble bird protein, particularly ostriches and chickens.
So do you think that T-Rexes didn't roar, they balked?
Oh, that would be a loud balk. You'd hate that outside your window when they laid an egg.
What if?
And
wait, so T-Rexes are related to dinosaurs, but like, what about other chickens? What about other dinosaurs?
I don't know. This just says what
T-Rexes?
It says. T-Rexes?
Okay. Well, okay. I wanted a more in-depth conversation, but that's fine.
And I don't know how fast Tyrannosaurus Rexes can run, but chickens can run up to 9 miles an hour.
Well, I feel like T-Rexes were a little bit bigger, so their legs were a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I get really annoyed at dog class, my dog training classes. He always puts me in the back because if he puts me in the front, like when we go on dog walks, so like we all walk our dog in a group. He always makes me go in the back because if I'm in the front, I go too fast because my legs are so long. And he's like, Rachel, you need to slow down. I was like, this is boring going this slow.
I don't like walking slow.
I'm in the back.
Yeah.
So I get stuck in the back because I go too fast.
Do you remember the pantyhose that were sold in eggs? They were legs?
Yes.
The reason they did that.
Sorry, people. So you used to be able to buy like just in it looked
pantyhose.
Like pantyhose. It just looked like it was in like an Easter egg, but like half of it was clear, half of it had like a colored bottom that usually was the color of the pantyhose, like a black, nude, tan, whatever. So you used to be able to like these random Easter eggs. Okay, continue.
Okay. The reason they did that, they put the product in a white plastic egg-shaped container, meant that they could be sold in supermarkets and drugstores rather than only in clothing stores. Whoa, brilliant.
Wait, why did they have to change?
Because you can't sell pantyhose in the grocery store.
Why not?
Because it's not a food. I don't know, back in the day, 1969. That was brilliant. Somebody made it in an egg carton, and so then they could sell it in grocery stores.
So, okay, obviously times have changed. Because, like, I've picked up some Hawaiian shirts at a grocery store before.
But have you picked up pantyhose?
I have not picked up pantyhose at a grocery store.
Does anybody wear pantyhose?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever picked up pantyhose. But that makes sense, though. Because, like, back in the day, all the women wore pantyhose.
Yes, we
did. And all the women were usually, like, stay-at-home moms and wives. So they'd go to the grocery store, and they need to pick up pantyhose.
Yep.
That's genius.
Genius. Those are facts for today. Thank you, chickens.
Wait, was that a chicken fact?
Yeah.
But it had to do with pantyhose.
But it's chick. Oh, and that's chickens can swim.
Chickens can swim.
Oh, I didn't tell you that one. Now I lost it.
How many chicken facts do you have?
Although they do not like to, chickens can swim. When floating in the water, they paddle their feet like a duck. However, they cannot last too long in the water as their feathers can become waterlogged, even in the rain.
Aww.
The reason they put it in chicken facts is because it was egg shape.
Got it. All right, Mom. 20 questions has been requested for the game for today because they knew that you were the host, the co-host.
20 questions.
Do you want to think of something? Do you want a category? Do you want to make a category? What do you want?
We're going to category it.
Okay. What's the category?
Oh, I'm telling you the category of the thing you're guessing?
Or I don't know. Do you want me to come up with something or do you
do it. That takes too much brain work.
Okay, but what do you want the category to be?
Oh, good grief. I don't know. You pick the category.
I don't know.
Tough one, isn't it? See, there's so many things in the world.
You want to do just what's in this room?
Okay.
Okay, what's in this room?
Okay.
Okay.
Who's guessing first?
Oh, I have the product in my head.
Okay. So it's in this room. That's not a question.
No, that was a statement. Okay, go.
Dun, dun, dun. Is it in the closet?
Yes.
Is it only in the closet?
Yes.
Is it a puzzle?
No.
Is it part of your electronics setup?
Are you asking if it's an electronic?
Or it holds electronics.
Yeah, it's two different questions.
Oh, I said, is it part of your electronic setup? So it could be an electronic or something that holds electronics.
Are you are you trying to act like the bag the tripod goes in?
No, the tripod itself is what I'm getting. Oh,
that kind of okay. Thing. No, it's not any of that.
Okay. Is it... I can do this really easy. On the bottom shelves?
What's the bottom shelf? you know what's hard about this is that people can't see the closet.
Oh, well, I'm still asking that question.
Okay, fine. It's not on those two bottom shelves.
Two? There's only one.
Okay, but there's two sections.
Oh, that's just one shelf.
Okay, to me, it's not on the bottom.
Okay. Is it in the little cubicles?
No.
Oh. Is it above the cubicles?
No.
Beside the cubicles?
Yes.
Oh.
Your voice is my favorite thing that's ever happened right now.
Mm-hmm. It's not in this. It's not above it. So it's not the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything electronic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a book.
Yes.
It's that book, the only book I see.
What's the only book you see?
That one right there under the clock or whatever that thing is.
The spaceship?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that book.
Oh, is it a notebook?
No, it's not a notebook.
You don't have any more books. But there's notebooks and there's one book, Rachel.
There's multiple books.
We're talking on this side of the cubicles.
Yeah, and that's the cubicles.
And I can see it? There's one book,
I guess,
Rachel.
You can't see that it's a book of books. It's a case of books.
There is a case of books?
Yeah, that green thing.
Oh, it's the Dr. Seuss books.
Yes.
God, that was hard.
All right, let's do one where I have to guess, but it's something that they don't have to see because they can't see, so they can't guess along.
Okay, so I'm...
So you're going to come... Okay, let's go with animals. That's the... You have to think of an animal.
Okay.
Then I have to guess the animal.
Okay.
All right.
I've got it.
Okay. Does it fly?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Ever?
No.
Oh, dang it! Does it have four legs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is it bigger than Blaze?
No.
Okay. So it's smaller than Blaze.
Yes.
You constantly ask so many questions involve.
If I get by with it, I get by with it. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Six.
You're the worst.
You always win.
I do not. I told you you won the last one.
Oh, yeah. I think I did more than 20 questions.
No, I was counting. You were at 12.
Fine. You have 5.
Thank you. Okay. I'm not asking. I'm stating. It is smaller than Blaze. It has 4 legs. It doesn't swim. And it's on the land. And it doesn't fly either.
No.
Wasn't a question. It was
a
statement.
I did not put a finger up.
Is it a herbivore? It eats only plants.
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Ooh. No. Both.
Okay. So it's a mostly, omnivore.
Mostly herbivore, though.
But it's an omnivore.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like that fact.
No.
You don't like that it... Is it a... It's smaller than Blaze. Is it a reptile?
No.
Have we owned one?
Yes.
We've owned one. Cats obviously eat mice, so that wasn't a question. They can also swim, they just don't like it. They are smaller than Blaze. It's not a reptile. We've owned Cats, dogs, rabbits, guinea pigs. Okay. Is it a rabbit?
No.
Is it a guinea pig?
No.
Ah! 10 questions! Oh! Is it a mouse?
No.
Is it a rat?
No.
What? Hamster!
Yes.
It's a hamster!
You got it in 13.
Oh, God. All right. We're going to move on to the questions. Hamster.
Hamster.
All right. H dollar sign. What's up, H dollar sign? Did the kids stay in their crates and eat their peanut butter, Rachel? So I joked on the last podcast, it was Christopher and Jessica that podcasted with me, and they mentioned that I would be in charge of their children when Jessica went into labor. And I was like, it's easy. You just throw them in crates and eat some peanut butter. You know, treat them like a dog. I did not do that. No, I fed them pizza and put them in their beds, except I did stay up pretty late with Bailey and Jake playing Uno, but don't tell Parker and Duncan that. The kids did great. I learned that it is very difficult putting kids to bed, and I realized why you gave up on giving me a bedtime and just let me stay up as all hours of the night. Because it is difficult to get kids to go to bed.
They yes. have tactics, and they can zero in on what your weak points are and
yeah.
what you'll cave in.
Yeah, Duncan just cried, and I had to let him cry it out. I had to do the cry it out for both him. And Parker was just like, he was just exhausted. And he was just like, where's my parents? And I was like, they're at the hospital.
And excited.
He was excited. He had a big day.
It was a baby.
It was a baby. So I did not put them in crates with peanut butter, although I think they probably would have found that funny. I put them in their bed and fed them pizza. So there's that.
But in the opposite order.
Yes. In very much opposite order. I also filmed a video with Parker and Jake. It's on my main channel. I let them do my makeup. Not a lot of people saw it. I think YouTube hid the video because it was kids in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was probably because it was boys doing makeup, which apparently is taboo. What a sin. So there's that. Lily wants to know how the iPhone 11 is.
Who is that, Rachel?
It's a phone.
I like your phone case.
Thank you. It is. My phone case is Appella, not sponsored, but it's not a plastic, it's eco-friendly, because you know how like every time you get a phone case it's plastic and then you get a new phone, then you have to get a new phone case and you throw your old case away and blah blah blah. This is made from recycled material. It is recyclable, so it doesn't hurt the environment, and you know, that's cute. It's cute. It's lavender and I like it. The iPhone 11, I hate the software and the phone. I love the camera. So I was at an 8, so I just lost my home button. So a lot of people went from like the 10 to 11. They just get whatever phones out. Mm-hmm. I was at the 8 with the home button still. So I'm constantly accidentally turning the flashlight on because it's just like a button you hold at the bottom. And so like if you're just holding your phone, the flashlight just comes on. Okay. Same with the camera. Screenshots, I have always grabbed my phone like this, like on the sides. And if you press the home button on the side and the down button or the up button, I don't even know which one yet, it takes a screenshot. So I'm constantly, there are so many screenshots of my lock screen because I always hold my phone like this. Okay. And I also think the software upgrades that Apple has done for like the computers and the phones have sucked and there hasn't been anything positive about it. And yeah, but the camera quality is phenomenal.
But do you still do the upgrades?
Well, this was just a natural upgrade because it was the system that was in the phone. So that was it. Also, if you don't upgrade, they slow your phone down so that you will upgrade.
And if you upgrade, they slow your phone down.
Yes.
Because my iPhone 6 can't handle
any I know. I'm about to give my mom my iPhone 8 after this podcast. I kept it for her, but I don't know how to clear off a phone. We're going to figure it out together. Maybe Matt will help us. Annalise says, favorite childhood snack? Or asked. She didn't say it. She did say it. To ask. Favorite childhood snack, Mom?
Peanut butter celery.
Did you put the little ants on top?
Sometimes my mom did.
Yeah. Mine is something Colleen invented, and we called it the pea bar.
What's the pea bar?
It was a graham cracker. Originally, it was a graham cracker with peanut butter and then chocolate chips and sprinkles. And then it just kind of kept upgrading, and I think at the end, it was a graham cracker with frosting and all of the candy we could find.
I used to make you. She got that graham cracker with frosting from me because my mom did it for me. You take the canned frosting and you spread it in between the graham crackers and you freeze them. Remember those?
Delicious! I forgot all about this.
Yes. Those were always good.
That was fantastic. Yes. Kimmy wants to know who you'll be voting for in the next election.
Anybody other than Trump.
There you go. Anybody other than Trump. Well, we don't... Or if you're talking about the election for the like each party. I'm gonna wait and see, but
wait and see.
I'm between what's his name, Bernie and Warren at this point. I like both of them. I like Bernie a little bit more, but I don't know if he's gonna win. But not Trump is the answer that I hope all of you have as well.
Yes.
That's all. This is their name. This user is, it auto-corrected to lesbian, but I know it was a different sentence. It was like a ship word between lesbian and something else. So you know who you are. What's on your tray today?
Oh, I'll tell you. Rachel's phone.
Tell
us yummy
more.
Ice water that she poured for me with my travel straw.
Collapsible. Metal
Look
straw.
Look at how cool
reusable.
That is. It goes in my purse.
Yeah, because my mom doesn't like the paper straws that sometimes they give you. So instead of just complaining about it, she took action.
Chicken facts and our giveaway for today.
So we did not pick a winner from the last giveaway, which was the Altoid box with the thing inside of it. We will pick the winner for that.
Yes.
Next week.
We were a little busy.
She left town on me.
I did leave.
So we're going to give away this.
These are little toothbrushes I always have in my purse. I have not used these. They have not been opened.
Thank God.
But you can get these little cute toothbrushes.
Okay. And all you have to do is subscribe or follow the podcast somewhere.
And say you brushed your teeth that
day. Well, no, don't just say it. Actually do it.
Please.
And then tweet us the proof at podcast ATI and we'll pick a winner for next.
Got these foamy pictures coming out.
I would love a foamy picture. Proves that you're hygienic. Love that. Emoji 011 wants to know, did either of you go to summer camp?
Yes.
Why or why not? You did?
Yes, my parents sent me to summer camp.
I never
Indian
went to
Village is what it was called.
Indian Village? What
had a
was
blast.
It like overnight or was it just
yeah, it was
day
like
stuff?
A week long.
You had a blast? Why yes. did I never go to summer camp?
A, we couldn't afford it, and B, yeah. I didn't trust other people with my kids.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We couldn't afford it. You know what? We went to the beach every day anyway.
Yep.
I was fine with that.
I don't think you missed out.
My cousins would come to town. I spent the whole summer with my cousins at the beach and grandma's house
yep.
and back at your house and go to my aunt's house. Like, I had a great summer. I didn't need summer camp. But I feel like, no, I don't feel like I missed out on anything. I'm fine. I did everything. I'm great. And then the last question, Delaney asks, if animals could talk, which ones would be the most annoying? I'm going to go with squirrels.
Yes, because they don't stop. You know that commercial, that video where the little squirrels, thank you for these nuts. I love these.
Oh,
things.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, right. Well, my squirrels at my house, they sit on the telephone wires above my, or the electrical wires above in my backyard, and they just yammer at Blaze.
No. I disagree. I would say a sloth. Because they would speak.
Oh, he's so slow.
So
okay, we
slow.
Don't need. We don't need.
I didn't do it. I
cannot stand. What is it? What was it? Zootopia? What was
yeah,
that
something.
Movie?
I didn't
cute
see.
Cute movie.
It.
Whatever. Don't care about that. That sloth scene went on for so long. Unnecessary. Not even like it lost its humor after 10 seconds.
I wouldn't even find it humorous in 5 seconds.
Like it
doesn't work.
It
well.
Was like haha, sloth slow.
Yeah.
Okay. Really. Okay. Really. Really. Kids thought it was hilarious, but you know what the worst part was? Kids then tried to mimic that.
Yes.
For the next 3 months, and I wanted to punch it in the face. Not the children in the movie. The sloth in the movie. So be careful with children. They're going to mimic whatever you do and do it 20,000 times in a day.
Yes.
You tell if you laugh at a kid's joke, they're going to tell the same joke 20 times. If you do this or that, or they think it's funny, it's going to happen a million times. If you start singing the ABCs around a kid, that's all they're going to sing for the rest of the day.
Yes.
So in future movies, could you not make the most annoying character on the planet?
So see, it is sloth.
It's a sloth. Sloths, yeah. No, I don't think anyone would be friends with them. Squirrels would have friends.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. Sloths would have no friends.
I don't think so.
Maybe snails. They'd be friends with snails and turtles, maybe.
Could be.
Yeah. That's we don't like slow. We're terrible people.
We're
hate
spazzes.
Slow. We hate slow. All right. That's all we have for today. Thank you again, Thrive Cosmetics, for sponsoring this. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/allthingsinternet for 50% off. You're cruelty-free, vegan, good for you, good for the women of the world, beauty cosmetic products.
And that lip topper thing is still on.
Yeah. Your lips are shiny. I like it. Congratulations to Christopher and Jessica on the baby. Sorry,
Yay.
Colleen, your last show got canceled. Yay me for my merch. Represent.com/RachelBallinger. Check it out. Yeah, I love you guys. Mom, you want to take us out? Oh, I love that you take us out and I don't have to do it.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.